WSIU 709, calling out WSIV 944, are you out there?
WSIV 944, how's it going, buddy?
Dreaming, baby. How's everything in your world?
Same old, sad and miserable. Over.
That's the words of a man in a relationship.
Unfortunate.
How's everything else going?
Smooth sailing. Nothing really to report. Yeah, work still work, and yeah, it is what it is.
You still got the day off today, right?
Pretty sure, yeah. I haven't checked my own. Probably gonna get this change. But I doubt they will do, or they will. Yeah, it's about the day off, I'm sure. How's everything in your life going?
Can't complain, just staying busy. A little too busy, too quick.
Yeah, I feel that.
I'm messing around with this SDR for the radio waves off of your laptop. It's pretty sweet, but I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Well, just keep playing around with it until you figure out what you're doing.
You got that right.
Well, it's good to hear that you're staying busy and not going stagnant and whatnot.
Yeah, for sure. So I started getting all the material together to make a J-pole. And, yeah, I'm going to hook it up on top of the garage, use the wire from the NMO mount, and then just tie it in that way, just to see how it works out. And worst comes to worst, I'd fry one of these little radios.
Yeah, not bad, you know, a $20 learning experience. Hope that didn't work. Well, $20, sort it out again.
I still use cigarette currency. They're roughly about 2 packs.
Say again.
How did your conversation go the other day?
I got a halfway copy on your last.
How did your conversation go the other day?
Still around, so not exactly where how I wanted it. One of these days, I'm just gonna be like, yeah, that's it.
Yep, I get it. Being in a relationship is good sometimes, and sometimes it's not. My wife is back to work now, so I got a little bit of my sanity back.
You're going in and out on that last transmission.
All right, does this sound better?
Yes.
See, this is a another reason I got to get that antenna up on this garage. That reminds me, I have to send you the last thing that Sean sent me by text.
Was it different than the bit that you sent me?
I'm trying to find which one I sent you. All right, I just sent it over to you now.
Right on. I'll check it when I get home. I just had to do some invasive maneuvers. The Range Rover didn't know what he was doing.
Another reason to have that push bar on the front of your car.
Can confirm, just a little bit of a bump and no longer my problem.
Not seeing the problem. Sure is a nice night out tonight.
Say one more time.
I didn't copy what you
said. I was saying I didn't copy your last.
It's nice as hell outside right now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. On the way to work and like during the day, it was beautiful out, like perfect temperature.
I think I'm gonna walk the dog tonight. Yeah, I've been cleaning out my garage a little bit just to kind of free up some room, finally start putting some stuff away. But I gotta start working on this escape again.
Hell yeah, get that thing up and running.
Yeah, it's time to start putting some work into that car of mine. So get this thing up and running, drive that while I'm fixing the other one.
Yeah, I need to plan on doing an oil change to the old Vic here pretty soon.
Yeah, I hear you. Now that I think about it, I just did my wife's the other night, and then I got to do it in the car, too.
All the oil changes.
Why don't you just fill it with water? It's a lot cheaper. It's a liquid, so it will lubricate.
You know what? That's not a half bad idea. I never thought about that. I might overfill it just so you know it's good. It's not as thick, so it might need more.
That's right. You can only cool it even more. That's my theory with the cooling system. You know, if engine oil lubricates and keeps the engine cool, well, might as well fill up the cooling system with it, too.
Right, that's how you know it's good.
Make sure you let us know how that works out.
Oh, that's right. Hopefully there aren't idiots out there that actually take me serious. But then again, nothing surprises me.
I took you serious.
Well, my condolences.
What oil do you recommend for the cooling system?
Strictly gear oil. You go like a 75-90, you should be solid.
Right on. I'll probably even throw in a bottle of that Lucas Stop Knock or whatever, that super thick honey stuff.
That's supposed to go in your brake reservoir.
You see, the more you know. I like to put pickle juice in the tires instead of air. It makes the ride a whole lot smoother.
That one I haven't tried yet. I'll have to give it a try tonight.
You gotta make sure it's full, like no air bubbles in there. Otherwise it'll ride like absolute crap. But if it's full of pickle juice, it rides like a Cadillac. 100%.
Looks like I'm gonna have to go run and get some more pickles.
Yeah, that's the one downside to it. You need to invest in a lot of pickles.
There's, I don't know if you heard this one yet, but if you cross your battery, take your positive to your negative, and your negative to your positive, it actually increases your horsepower by 100 horsepower.
You know, now that you say something, I did remember hearing something about that. I thought it was a myth, but if you've done it, and it's done something, I might have to try that.
Did I mention I got a wing on the back of the car?
Oh, I remember.
Need I say more?
Negative.
I'm looking at possibly buying one of those nano VAs for testing your frequencies. So that way when I build that antenna, I can tune it and make it perfect. And then I can make a smaller scale one when I'm done with that.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with a 30-foot telescoping antenna. No, it's a telescoping, what do you call it, American flag pole. So I can actually hang a flag off of it and put the antenna on top of that.
I've heard if you hang a Cheeto at the end of it, you actually get better reception over the airwaves.
I did hear that also. I just wasn't sure. I'll have to buy the Cheetos. I do not have those. Trying to stay non-large. And, I don't know if it was supposed to go vertical or if it was supposed to go horizontal, but the Cheeto has an arc in it, so still confusing.
Yeah, science at this level is not for the faint of heart.
I heard it also works as cheese poop, but I really haven't tried it.
Well, from what I've heard, the cheese poof is more of like an area, but the Cheeto is a directional thing, you know. So gotta take that into account, you know, different things do different stuff and whatnot and such.
Yeah, with the atmospheric pressure and the global warming, you know, and such.
Don't forget about the Coriolis. People often forget about the Coriolis.
I look at that just like Canada. It's not real. Canada sucks.
Yeah, they're putting smoke in all of our free air. It's unbelievable.
I always said if they were to build a wall, they should have done it between the U.S. and Canada. Keep those Canadian bacon people out there.
Canadian bacon is just a brand of sliced ham. Canadian is there, I believe, the guy, his last name of the product.
So his last name is... Idiot.
Yes, if you spell it phonetically, yes. It spells out idiot.
been a while since I watched the news, but did you hear Trump's president?
No way.
Yeah, isn't he a TV actor?
I believe he is a businessman.
Oh, that's it. I think he owned a pizza franchise.
And a brothel.
Well, that was for the taxes.
I believe it.
I was trying to convince my wife earlier, trying to do the mind trick of thinking it was her idea of adding onto my garage another 10 feet out, 20 foot wide, make it a little area where I could pull a car in further, and then on the other side make it my little ham area.
And was she able to see the light of the whole idea?
No, she thought I was trying to trick her.
Okay, so what you do is you bring it up again. When she says no, just start crying and say, "You never let me have anything nice."
Throwing a fit like a 3-year-old on the floor.
Correct.
So, when's the wedding?
Why do you have to go and ruin my good mood?
That's what I'm here for.
Just watched what you had sent me. It is funny.
That made my day.
Yeah, that made my day, and it wasn't even sent to me.
Ah, good time. Your setup sounds like it sounds pretty clean right now.
Yeah, I guess the gas station's a pretty decent spot. Or it's working. I'm happy about it.
Yeah, not this weekend. Maybe the weekend after I can meet up with you and finish up that wiring.
Yeah. Just shoot me a message and we'll get it all ironed out and whatnot.
As the kids once said, ain't no thing but a chicken wing.
I'm more of a chicken thigh guy.
Typical millennial.
You shouldn't throw stones in a glass house, fella.
Well, if that's not calling the pot stainless steel. Wait a second.
It most certainly isn't. It's the millennial calling the other millennial a millennial. Shame on you.
That sounds like something a millennial would say.
You started it.
Doesn't make it right.
No, it sure doesn't. It just means my feelings are hurt.
I didn't copy that one. Stop bickering.
I said it doesn't make it right. It means my feelings are hurt.
Oh, typical millennial with feelings.
Nana nana boo boo. Take your ass doo doo.
Graphic.
No, buddy. I'm going to get off of this and get into the gas station and go home. WSIB, go for it. Clear.
Yeah, you're trailing off there. Have a good night. This is WSIU 709. Sign out.
WSBQ 754.
Is that SBD, silent but deadly?
Kind of close. Silent but, what's a good one for T?
I didn't catch that, what you asked, Jared. I mean, I almost said that last week. That's what it sounds like. SBD is pretty funny. Anyway, good morning from WSHM 788.
Right back. Paul, how you doing?
I'm just trying to get through the week, man, to get to the weekend. You know the routine. You're a worker.
Yeah, I know the routine all too well, my friend. Way too well. Oh, we got the jammer already. My gosh.
Oh, it's terrible, right? My God. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I heard you guys yesterday. I didn't want to get in on it. They're about to probably pull a pin on this thing if they keep going, and I don't want to be the cause, Roger.
Well, you're never the cause if you're just trying to talk, right? You're not the one jamming. The jammers are the problem. There are some people that, you know, I heard one guy in particular, and there's probably another one that think, well, if you just go away and your people go away from trying to quit using this repeater like we do, the jammers will go away. That's an ill mindset, right? The guy probably needs to get his thinking recalibrated. The jammers are the problem. The jammers are the jammers. So, that's the ones that need to be taken care of. Hey, look, if they don't care, I certainly don't care. How's that?
Yeah, I get you. Not that I care, but, you know, I don't want my call in the middle of all the mess. Hey, man, have you ever, made contact with satellites or anything?
I have many years ago, early 90s, just for sport, but everything I did, I think you're talking in regards to VHF and UHF, right? Everything I did there was basically terrestrial, right? So, see if I can remember all the modes of communications, right? It would have been meteor scatter,
would have been Tropo, E-Skip, Aurora, stuff like that. So, yeah, I've done quite well with it for, I think I did it for 20 years, but not satellite so much. I had a program back in the 90s, mid-90s, that you could watch the satellites coming so you knew they were in the area. And you had a view to them. And why are you interested in satellite?
Yeah, here recently, man, I've been having a kick getting in and out of that space station repeater. I find that just amazing, you know. I know whether it's, you know, with the line of sight and all that, you can do it with 5 watts, but, man, I get a kick out of that. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I had all horizontal antennas up for all the VHF, UHF bands. So when they just came over the horizon, you know, that's when they were the strongest for me. But when they were overhead, that's when they were the weakest because my antennas don't point up that direction. So whatever, and then there's the whole Doppler shift thing. So they make programs that control your radio because when the satellites are coming at you, the effective frequency is actually on a higher frequency than they're actually transmitting on. So they have programs to coordinate all that crap, plus let you know when they're right in the area. Footprint. Yeah, I got the receive side programmed in, and it started squawking here just as soon as I got on the freeway this morning. I think I made 3 contacts. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. You can have a lot of fun with it. That's the beautiful thing about ham radio. There's so many facets you can get involved with. You can get involved with 10, 1, and you have your choice of varieties there. So, you captivate a whole lot of people.
Yeah, there's so much to do besides playing music on a GMRS repeater. I don't find the fascination in that. You know, thousands and thousands of people have messed with satellites, and I get a kick out of it. Nobody gets a kick out of hearing music.
Well, it's just the mentality of a few, right? So, not the mainstream. It's the exception to the rule.
Morning, 10 out there, gentlemen. WRWB 489.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike. Now the boss is out, it'll get quiet.
Morning, time, gentlemen. I heard you guys talking about satellites and the space station.
Yeah, it's all fun stuff, for sure.
Yeah, I find it kind of cool. I know that there's a lot of them that have shut down. There's not very many voice satellites out there anymore. I think there's only one or two. I think there's a geostationary one, but that's centered over Europe or Northern Africa, I believe. Over to you there, Mike.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know in the TV world for satellite, you know, programming, like free-to-air, all the pay stuff, you know, that's all been blocked, and that, and all you have left is just wild feeds and religious channels, pretty much. All right, back to Paul.
Yeah, he's actually talking about satellite communications through ham radio, Mike, so not satellite stuff.
What about that slow scan TV? Does anybody still do that anymore?
I don't know, but there is a thing called fast scan TV now, too. bunch of other digital things they come out with later in life that people are into, like FTH and things like that. But I don't find it so easy. Sit there and have a computer control your radio and make contacts for you. You know, radio.
Yeah, I find that on the slow scan TV anymore is just a bunch of Europeans trading bikini pictures. Yeah, I had a program I bought either in the late 80s or very early 90s called WeFax. It was a computer interface module with some software, and you could tune in to certain frequencies and download the weather maps, you know. I mean, that was all fun experimental stuff in the early days of me getting into computers around 93 or 94. Pretty cool. Good learning experience. And basically that was slow scan TV, right? You know, whatever. It's all a good thing back in the day, you know. A lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, they still do it on 20 meter quite often. I haven't heard of anybody doing it on UHF, VHF in forever. But it's still fairly popular on 20 meter.
Yeah, I was more about, you know, getting in front of the radio and actually talking to people. And I did the VHF, UHF weak signal thing for many, many, many years.
I like some of that old ancient stuff like packet radio. I love packet radio, and nobody uses it anymore, rarely. But there's a good system throughout Michigan that does a great job, but nobody does it, you know. It's very hard to get a keyboard-to-keyboard conversation going on packet. But it's pretty popular on HF, but all it is bulletin boards, you know, ID and all day. Over to you, Mike T, WSBT 754.
Yeah, it's something you don't hear much about, I guess, in the AM world. Heck, I don't even think it's one of the questions on the test. When you go to get your tech license, it used to be, but not no more.
There's a couple of packages stations up there saying sometimes, but again, nobody ever uses it anymore. Double on your call, go ahead.
I said, what year did you get licensed? I may ask you that before, but I forgot.
2010.
Okay, well, you've been doing it for 15 years. You're kind of considered a veteran. I got licensed in January 87, so it's been a long time.
Yeah, I found you on QRZ. I saw quite a bit of stuff that you were into. I know you were into that really high frequency for a little bit.
Yeah, I got involved with 2-meter sideband back in the 80s. And it impressed me on just how far you could go with a 15-foot horizontal beam and 160 watts. It was amazing to me. So to talk to a guy in Chicago was no big deal, right? When you think of the typical range on 2 meters FM, that's what most people are used to, right? So that one just floored me on how far you could go. So I was involved with it for a year or two then, and then got back into it in 98 big time. So it's basically 6 meters, 2 meters, 220, 432, and 1296. So I had a lot of fun on those bands for 20 years, and I just kind of got burnt out with it.
Like you said earlier, man, there's so much to do on amateur radio, so much. If you can't find something that interests you, then you're not looking hard enough. Go ahead there, Mike.
Yeah, those 2 meter sideband rigs. Gene's got one of those. I think I showed you a picture of it. It's an older one. I think it was a Kenwood. It just still sits on the shelf collecting dust.
Yeah, well, it was a thing. I did it for a long time, Mike. So, it's amazing how far you can go with the right antenna. It doesn't even have to be real high, let alone when you get the conditions. Like this time of year, coming up here real soon, you'll start to get that tropo from the hot and cold, the hot days and cold nights, cooler nights, and amazing, the signal gets trapped like in a ductwork, right, between the hot and cold mass up above your head there, and goes pretty far. It's amazing. Anyways, enough of that ham radio stuff. We're probably boring people. We have better things to do, like jamming.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, guys, well, I'm at the shop, so I'm going to go in there and make my coffee. Y'all have a safe day, and catch you another time, maybe tomorrow. WSBT 754. Go ahead, Mike.
We're always here, man. You know, same time, same channel. Well, same frequency. So. All right, Charlie, we'll catch you later. Back over to you, Paul.
You got to talk into that mic, you're really light. All right, Charlie, have a good day. We'll see you later. Good catching you here this morning. WSHM 738.
All right, here, let me scream. My head is away from my face, that's why.
All right, but that late radio is light on deviation anyway, so you definitely got to close talk it, so. There's a hell of a difference between Charlie's audio and your audio at times. You gotta keep riding the volume, not because of it, so. Anyways, well, there you go. That's better. You're talking into it.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about, you know, pretty soon here, ordering another radio and a bass antenna just for the house here. Not ditch this, but I mean, just use it for when I'm out in the backyard or something.
Oh, there you go. It's a good idea.
You know, that radio I have in the mobile, only way to turn the audio down is if I hook it up to a computer and use a program. That's what they were saying. Unless they take it out of wideband and put it narrow band, that's another option too. But as far as the audio goes, I mean, there really isn't much you can do as far as adjusting it in the menu settings.
Yeah, because it's kind of a small radio, I guess, so there's not much in the way of manipulating it. All right, well, I guess you'll have to look into that.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll put it narrow band instead of wide and see if that kind of clears up the back.
Yeah, narrow could be too narrow, but if you throttle it back enough, you know, who knows? I have to try it. Is that a computer thing, too, to put it in narrow or wide, or is it going to control it after you run on the radio?
Well, that I have actual control of. You can definitely make the settings, so I can control that from there. But the rest, they're saying, you know, you got to hook it up to the computer to do it, if it's possible. It's like, oh, okay, well, all right.
Yeah, well, you can try making that adjustment and see how it sounds, so it's an easy thing to do.
Yeah, these aren't too hard to, you know, figure out. It's like paint by numbers for people with, you know, normal sense.
As long as you do into the repeater with your little handheld there from home, but if you had a outside antenna, you'd really be all set. You'd have to be right on top of the building to compete with your signal. They have a hard time doing it just with your HD antenna. So.
Yeah, I was going to order a antenna here. I don't really need much, right? I mean, people ask me, you know, man, you're coming in strong. Yeah, well, I'm only about a mile and a half from the, you know, where the crow flies.
Yeah, no, you got no problem into the repeater, like, for sure. You're just right on top of the thing, so you're in prime position. Mike, don't even give them a chance. You're way over the top of them.
Oh, no, I was just doing something wrong. I don't know, I wasn't paying no mind to it, so anyway. Yeah, I'm just going to get I'm probably going to order another one of those radios, because the radio itself, you know, it can go anywhere.
Yeah, perfect. Good idea. I always say, Mike, persistence will get them nailed.
You know, with it being really, you know, take the effort and try.
I can guarantee you who that one is right there. That's the signal that will disappear at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I noticed, though, when you and Charlie were talking, it wasn't so persistent. But as soon as Charlie left out of here, went into work, that's when it started picking up again. You know, I don't see no point in it because it's just, you know, not doing a thing. It's just creating background noise for other listeners.
Children, basically, that's what you're dealing with out here. So I may be privy to more information, so I get a little further down range, I'll have you give me a call, Mike, and I'll tell you nothing I want to put out here to help them.
Like they say, never show your poker hand. Anyway, all right. Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, you know, putting up a face station. I mean, I could have done it already, but, you know, everybody says I put this 5YHD and I'm doing good.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, I'll let you know when to call me, right? So, we've got a few more minutes yet. I get close. I'll let you know.
Yeah, copy. You know, I haven't heard WSBQ 996 in here in a while. I'll have to see what he's up to. Give him a call.
Yeah, very good. How's my signal into the repeater this morning, Mike? almost full gliding. Just about full gliding.
Roger on the full gliding. Now this guy here teeing up, he's on a Detroit repeater and you can hear he's mobile. You can hear the noise, right? So there you go.
Don't think you can call that six.
But he's got enough to do it.
They usually call that picket fencing.
You know, if they were men, they'd voice their problem, you know, but what they're doing right there is nothing but Class A number one chicken shit stuff, basically. I think they're doing something, Mike. They're doing nothing.
I don't mind the tomfoolery. The bullshine. You know? But it happens. You know, you're going to get it anywhere you go. It doesn't matter.
Hey, Jerry Lewis tried fixing the retards and he couldn't even do it.
That was one of his main goals before he died, was he was going to cure muscular dystrophy. Well, he didn't cure it, and that's the end of that. And I even see, you know, the telethon. Jerry's kids, they even still do that around, usually it's around Labor Day.
No, it's a thing of the past, Mike. They bumped him out of the, being the chairman. It went for a couple of more years, and it was over. Remember, he used to take over the TV Sunday night all the way through Monday at 6 o'clock or something. And, you know, after they bumped him out of the position, he was going through a bunch of medical issues anyways, but... It went for a couple of more years and it was over with. And even the last couple of years it was only on for a couple hours. You know, not like he used to take over the TV there, as we all remember as kids. So, no, that's a thing of the past, brother. That's over with.
The organization. Pay for... for the certain people that were, you know, that... Here in Michigan, they consolidated that with another clinic. For dystrophy patients and what they were going to pay for and other aspects. And it just, you know, I know that. Completely gone.
Yep, I get it. All right, well, anyways, hey, I'm getting close, Mike, so when you can, go ahead and ring the phone here before I get there. So I got about 5 minutes to work with here. So, all right, we'll catch you. WRRWB 489 from WSHM 738. Catch you on the phone here in a bit.
Okay, well, catch in a bit here. WRWB 489. We'll be standing by.
And the one guy that's not causing any interference and wants to text me and get his message through is Scott Hubble, WSEU 202. You should have enough balls to use your voice, Scott, instead of keying up along with your buddy Eli. Alright, WSHM 738.
WRUP 244. Get a copy. This is WRWB 489.
WSHF 567. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning out there, Sam. Yeah, I was trying to call for Jim, but evidently his radio's not on. Anyway, yeah, the reason why I had to cut you short was my guy's brother, pulled up and I had to help him out. So, but yeah, if you have a, what was it for, an FS, I think the still I have is an FS 80 AB with the handlebars on it, but it should fit, right, the one you have?
Yep, good. Come on over here and get it anytime you're ready.
RUP in the group.
Jim. Yeah, I heard you on the other one, and I figured, you know, you'd have this one on.
I have actually been transporting my son back and forth to work while his car is being worked on, so I've been getting up early. Been in the mobile by about 4:30, so back home until 9 a.m. this morning. Back to you. I guess it goes over to Sam.
Good morning, PJ. I'm standing by.
So WRUP 244, we're here.
Yeah, I'll come by one day and pick it up. If you want, I'll give you a weed whacker for it.
I don't need nothing. If you want to bring something, you can, but I don't need anything. It just parts.
I got an old Eager Beaver. One of the good ones, you know, that's, it'll run, you just have to put a new diaphragm in it, but I don't use it. I guess it's back over to Jim.
Thank you, so I'm just actually monitoring, I have it on here, I got nothing really going right now, so just kind of drinking my Tim Hortons coffee. Scrolling the internet and waiting till 9 to show up. I tell you, man, that operation, he works for UPS. It's just, let me turn the other radio down. And all the loaders show up in the morning. By the time I pick him up, all the people driving the trucks are driving him out of the building. So every day, same thing, 24/7. Back to you, Sam.
Mike, I'm usually here all the time, anytime you need something. Just give me a holler before you come, you know, and anytime you're ready, you know, I'm here.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, Jim, my cousin used to work out of that UPS, and he quit because the bosses there were just, you know, becoming something else. And he was there for like 3 years. And, you know, they would keep trying to, you know, write him up for different things that he didn't do. So he finally just said one day, you know what, I quit, and he runs his own video game store up there in Port Huron.
Yeah, I don't think Blake likes it too much. It's something for now while he's finishing up. He's got about 6 months left in the school. And he does say, I mean, I asked, he's a loader, and I guess they expect a minimum of three. That's a minimum. If you're not pulling three trucks down a day, or, like, I get them over there, what, at 5 in the morning, pick them up at 9? And they have it orchestrated so they can keep everybody part-time, not have to pay any benefits, and, you know, right under the wire. So in that four-hour window, they've got to stack at least three. They would prefer four trucks per person, so I can understand your cousin's, what he was going through. That I mean, I know I couldn't do it.
Yeah, he was a driver, and they gave him the you know, the Birmingham, Clawson, Huntington Woods, Franklin, all through that way. You know, there'd be times where customers would complain, stating that, you know, oh, his tire touched my grass a little bit, or, you know, when he pulled in, you know, in front of my house, he was a little too fast, and just things like that, you know. And then you got the bosses at the warehouse calling them, saying, hey, you know, so-and-so did this, that, and the other, you know. And there was the one incident where he got wrote up and sent home, and he fought it, you know, to the union. And reluctantly, they actually came through, and the union actually helped him. They help him get his, you know, job back and everything. I mean, yeah, it's just, he's like, I was just tired of it, you know, the logistics end of it, and the delivery drivers were just overworked.
I don't, like I said, I think it's kind of one of those things. I mean, I think it might be even, you know, the other companies too, what Amazon and FedEx. You hardly hear about FedEx anymore, really, but. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like, I mean, I heard one a year and a half ago or so, I heard this one Amazon driver, they were pressuring him so much, he just walked off the job, he got out of the truck, walked home, and that was it, done, truck's there, come pick it up. So, yeah, it's definitely hard work. He's gotten himself in a little bit better shape. My son's really not in bad shape, but he's 32, and he was starting to show 32, and since he's been working there for the last 4 months, he's kind of building muscles that he hadn't really been building before, so I guess that's a good thing, and he'll finish up school, have an HVAC, and be okay that way. KIWRUP 244, if you're there, Sam, pick it up.
WSHS 567, yeah, I'm here. I'm doing a video chat with the caveman this morning and talking on the radio, drinking coffee and smoking weed.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here sipping on some coffee and monitoring the bands.
Okay, well, that's good, too. I'm going to take a break here for a second and just kind of do about the same thing, so if anybody pops in there. I have this on. I talked to a few guys the other day, and I mean, actually, I talked to Sean the other day. I haven't talked to Sean in a long time. I talked to him right when I first got my ham ticket, and it was good to talk to him. And they were kind of like my early Elmers. My Elmers, actually Larry, but these other guys helped me out too. And yeah, it's kind of cool. So I think, you know, I really don't do a lot of radio talk in the summer. I mean, I have 19 on all the time. But yeah, when I start to become a cabin person again, I go back on the other radio. So that keeps you busy there. So. WRUP 244, if anybody wants to chat, I'm going to take a break here for a second. I'll be here listening.
Hey, DJ, what station do you work at?
Well, I do work WWJ 950.
Before, I wanted to tell Caveman I couldn't remember. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. QSO.
Alright, I'm going to take a standby here for a minute too as well, gentlemen. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Like real fast.
Well, that's too fast for you?
Into the repeater to re-engage itself. Yesterday was our 105th birthday. I should say the radio station's 105th birthday. It started out as an amateur radio on the fourth floor of the Detroit News. The original call letter is 8MK. You get that?
I'm back. My video chat's done, so I'm free.
Okay, I don't know if Mikey was there or not, but I was just saying yesterday was the radio station's 105th birthday, and originally that radio, before it became what it was now, or is, was a ham radio. radio station in the fourth floor of the building of Detroit News. They were trying something brand new in radio, and they were, the guys that were running it were pretty much kind of ostracized because they said nobody will ever want to listen to radio when they can read a newspaper. Who's going to listen to the radio to get the news when you can just read it in front of you? So it was kind of something brand new they were trying, and it just, everybody was giving them a lot of flack, so they put them on the fourth floor of the Detroit News, WRUP 244.
There's a lot of older generation that like listening to the news. I've seen it with my own two eyes.
I know that, Sam, but back in 1920, radio was kind of like, you know, in its infancy with the, you know, ham radio and all that. And some of the other companies decided that, hey, you know, they're going to try to make, you know, make some money at it. And one of the earliest things that they had to get permission from the FCC to do, somebody had the idea of putting Christmas music on the radio. So they went to the Detroit Orchestra and had them come in to do, you know, Christmas music, but they had to get permission from the FCC to run music on that frequency, or AMK.
Oh, no, DJ, I understand totally what you're getting. There's a lot of ideas in the past that have been laughed at, but are billion or trillion dollar ideas. I mean, dang it. Some of the ideas that our ancestors came out with were pretty good ones.
Now, the one idea that I still can't believe, because you hear it all the time, is somebody else, after they did that, they're like, oh, what if we were to carry a baseball game on the radio? And they really got a lot of grief over that one. So what they tried to do is they said, what we'll do is we'll only cover, like, the last four or three innings. So they would only come into a game, go on the air at about, like, the seventh or eighth inning of a Tigers game, and found out that, hey, people really like to listen to the Tigers on the radio if you have a good announcer doing it. And that's what got them to do nine. But originally they only did, like, four to three innings a game because they didn't think it would be interesting.
Joe, how wrong they were. You know, I did read that about all that. And what was the deal with WDTK? Are they out of business or what?
I really follow that. I know the building they were in, the Radio Plaza over at CSX Rift, and they're all in the same area. They broadcast off the same antenna, but I'm not quite sure. I know that one that's getting a lot of noise now is that one in Mount Clemens, 91, 910, which never really seemed to be very popular, but it seems like it's becoming more popular now.
Yeah. Well, that's because, you know, it's a more of a libertarian, conservative-based radio news talk station. And it's not so one-sided. And you have a lot of independents, too, that come on that station. I know WDTK was more like conservative-based programming, but I just, you know, the problem with them was their antenna wasn't... was their antenna or their the amount of watts they were putting out? It's just, it was never enough to cover the area.
Yeah, it's kind of like our company is faced with that too, with 1270, which used to be a powerhouse, and now you can barely hear it anywhere. 1270, the same thing. XYT, it's a secondary sports station to 97.1, and it's in the Sauer building, but it's like, on a good day, you might hear it. Now, on other days, you don't hear it at all. Like I said, a lot of people, they depend on online listening anymore, like with DTK or whatever. They're hoping that you'll listen to them on the computer and not on the radio. So it's kind of a really weird situation right now, them driving people to listen elsewhere. Which, and if you're in a car, that's like, you know, if you go buy an electric car, if you have a half electric car, that does sometimes play interference with the AM signals.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you'd think they would have come up with a way of filtering that out.
with filters and other things like that. But okay, yeah, it just seems like everybody now wants to go to that Spotify or Pandora or TuneIn Radio and or SiriusXM. You know, they always offer cheap deals now, so.
Essentially, the electric cars, they were running into a problem where they were kicking out an RF signal to the AM stations. Well, technically, they've been able to listen to AM radio all they want. All they got to do is pick it up online. Now, the only difference there is if you're listening to your FM radio station online that was an AM, which that's very rare anyway, and they go to have a contest, you're about a minute late from everybody else. But, you know, all the computer onboarding with these electric cars, I don't like electric cars, but with all that onboarding stuff, you can actually get AM radio through any of the apps, like you're saying, like Spotify and stuff like that.
And I know for a time there, WJR was broadcasting HD radio on AM. I don't know if they still do it.
A question. Why is it when DJ keys up, I have to turn my radio way down low because it sounds so loud, but when Mike keys up, I got to turn my radio way up because I can't hear him? Huh, I don't understand that.
I'm going through the Detroit repeater, and because you're closer, it might be a reason. I'm happy to, I was eating my mic, too, so I pulled my mic back. I believe, and I would assume Mike's going through the Mount Clemens, so I'm not quite sure if that's the situation, but right now, again, I'm through the Detroit repeater.
Well, the answer to your question there, Sam, is because I'm out of HT, and the audio on here is not exactly... you know, the loudest, but, you know, I try to, you know, eat the HT as much as I can so you guys can hear me good.
I was just wondering, I thought maybe there was a setting on my radio I could change. I don't know. I'm new at this, remember? No, you sound crystal clear. Everything sounds good. It's just you're a lot lower than DJ, and I got to keep messing with my volume because, well, you know, I'm in the bedroom with my wife, and I don't want to wake her up.
You guys both sound clear, so that's good.
And,
I just got to not eat the microphone here on this radio.
Much I can do about that.
The antenna I have is I have it on a tri-band outside, so
band,
I tend to get out a little, or I tend to hit the repeater a little bit better, so that's probably one of the reasons. WRUP244 for identification purposes.
To turn the mic gain down on that radio, unless you go through a computer, but yeah, no.
Right. So, all right, this car has a microphone ahead. Hungry. WSHF 567.
Thank you, Sean.
Good morning. I thought I'd join the morning crew here. Is my audio sufficient?
Audio is sufficient. Without a problem, full quieting. Over here, Jim, WRUP244.
Oh, yeah, Jim, no, I don't know who you're talking to, though. I didn't recognize who, so let's pass it over to whoever you were chatting with. I think there's at least three in here. And your name here is Sean. Whoever else is in there, go ahead. Who gets it next? The other person with the low audio.
That'd be me, Mike India Kilo Echo. Yeah, I'm just running HT here. That's why my audio's low. It's on, you know, high-powered, and it's in wide band. It's just, it is what it is. So, all right there, Sam, I'll pass it back over to you.
Sam, I am, WSHS 567. Hey, so what's going on today? Mike, you need to call me later, and DJ, did you get your generator fixed? Did you do that by yourself? Did you handle that, or do I need to come and do it for you? I need to know.
I have the part. I've yet to do it, and you told me how to do it, and I guess I should. So that's the answer to that question. If you want to come over here and do it, I wouldn't mind. But I understand you're a very busy person, so wait till you're not busy. And I would compensate. WRUP 244, over to you, Sean. You'll kick it over to Mike once again if you didn't copy that.
Okie doke. Generator issues when it comes back around. You might mention what serious generators have been a hot topic of mine lately. But, not much else to add. Mike, go ahead. Well, your audio's okay. It might be a tad low, but nothing to worry about. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sam, I'll give you a call here in a little bit. So, anyway. All right. Pass it back over to whoever.
Okay, well, I'll manage the circle here right now. So, hey, Sean, you might want to ask Sam. I understand you said you might have some generator concerns. Sam is a real good operational person on that. I took care of a few things of mine, and I still need one more item to be taken care of. But Sam is pretty good at that. So, Sean, I'll kick it to you. And then you can talk to Sam about your situation. I think that'll be a little bit of a progression forward. WRUP 244, back to you, Sean.
Oh, no, I don't need anything. I'm just, it's been something that's been, it's been topical with me for the last, I got, my old one was giving me some trouble. I got it running, and I got a new one recently, and I changed my transfer panel and stuff, and generators have just been a hot topic with me lately. I've got no issues or nothing like that. I was more curious what was wrong with yours. I've dabbled with generators a little bit, not professionally or anything like that. Well, I take that back. I do dabble with generators professionally. It's just I have somebody else actually do the dabbling. Generators from at work, generators are the bane of my existence. When I see that movie Red Dawn, when the guy throws up his arms, Wolverine, I just think, and I shudder. Wolverine. Those that are in the generator business probably know what I'm talking about. Hope you don't work for Wolverine, Sam. Mike, go ahead. I think you're next. I think it goes Mike, Sam, Jim, me, I think.
Yeah, well, gentlemen, I'm going to take a standby here for a minute. WRWB 49 over standby. I think it's Sam. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't work for anybody. I work out of my house for myself because I have spinal injuries. I'm going to be in a wheelchair one day. So I work from home the best I can, do what I do. Bids at 10 in Hoover, send free work all the time. Detroit Harley Davidson, I used to be here at 10 in Van Dyke. I used to do all the jet bikes that come in. They still send me work. Dale, the owner of the place, that turned into Detroit Motorcycle, sends me work all the time. So I'm not suffering for work. My backyard's full, and I'm busy, so.
Okay, I'll pick it up. Yeah, mine is a simple thing there, Sean, which I ordered the part and just have been lazy about doing it. It's about just installing a brand new recoil. So that's really where I stand, matter of getting me the proper torque or whatever, the know, the thing to loosen it up and then tighten it up. So Sam even helped me with the sizes on that. I haven't done it yet, though. So Mike said he's out of the round, and I will send it back over to you, Sean. And I think I'm going to do a dive out of the round, too. I'm going to relax here before I have to pick up my son. But good to hear you, Sean. Hope you have a great day at the occupation. I'll be heading there a little bit later on. My Monday starts on a Thursday. So over to you, Sean. I will let myself out of the round. This is WRUP 244. 244,
have a good day.
All right, catch you later, Jim. Yeah, Rico. Blah. I don't like doing those, but I guess it's not that big a deal. Mine are all electric starts, so I haven't pulled them yet. So yeah, I should probably do that just to make sure it's all working. I don't think I've ever pulled started my new one. All right, catch everybody later. Go see what's happening on the other side of the house. Mike's out, so I think that sends it over to Sam, I think it was. WRUU
850, take care, Jeff. 850, this is Sam. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I'm out of Warren, and yeah, I do small engine repair. Like I said, I used to work for BID. They still send me work, and I'm open on Sundays and holidays. You know, when people can't get their stuff fixed, they know where to bring it, and I'm clear.
Ooh, bids. I got a bunch of steel chainsaws.
Good morning, Sean, WFCU 844.
Good morning, Sherman. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
Not too bad. A little cobwebby this morning, but that'll burn off in a few here. About halfway to work, maybe. So, a little ahead of schedule, so I figured I'd jump in here because it was rocking and rolling.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, I'm about eighth of, I'm almost there, so just thought I'd hop in there and say hello to you.
Very good. I don't know if it's because I haven't been listening or something like or whatnot, but I haven't heard Kevin in a bit. Is he vacationing or something?
Well, negative. He's out there. He tried calling me the other day and couldn't get a hold of me because the link was down. So he gave me a text and said, hey, you got the radio on or is the link off? I said, yeah, I got the radio on, but yeah, the link is off.
Yeah, the guys up north had it connected for a long time. They had it for a week, I think. And I was optimistic that there would be some relenting. And then that bonehead in Detroit came in there with that store and forward repeat thing. So they said nope, and they turned it off again. So it's like, so now we're back to, I don't know if we're back to ground zero, but...
Yeah, copy that. You talk to those guys at all?
Yeah, pretty much every day, one way or the other.
Copy that. I'll just maybe they'll give us a break again and turn it back on. So.
Yeah, I don't know what drives the decision. You know, to turn it on, turn it off. They're clearly turning it on and walking away because there's no way somebody's sitting there watching it for, you know, 400 hours. I think last time it got over 400 hours. So so clearly they make some decision to go ahead and connect. And I'm not privy to what the machinations are. That it's I think it's just whim. I think I will. And, whether they turn it off or not is also not very well defined. I know I can turn it on when I'm able to sit there and babysit. You know, turn it off if something happens. But I don't have a lot of time for that, so it's hard.
Oh, I copy that. Yeah, what the link was on for about a month. Kevin and I were talking yesterday about. So yeah, that was a new record for a while.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll bring it up in conversation. Responsible for a lot of systems, and I mean a lot. And this one is. I try not to talk too much about this one because most of them are just like, yeah, whatever. So I'll mention it in passing. See what the story is.
Yeah, copy that. My admirer isn't up in my area. I think he's out of Detroit. He's off the Detroit repeater. I think I know who it is now.
Oh, you mean Kelly's admirer?
Yeah, but he tries to give me a shout almost every day, I've heard, from Kevin. So, yeah, Kevin and I know who he is now.
Yeah, okay. Gee, I just remembered that one day I was chuckling. That was funny.
Yeah. Oh, well. There's nothing I can do about it. There's, you've got nothing else to do, so, yeah, let me get it fixed.
Roger. All right, I'm going to jump out of here, Sherman. I've got to jump over to the other side and do a good morning to my morning crew there, and I'm not terribly far from work, so only got a minute or two. So travel safe, and we'll catch you next time. After yours, WREVU 850.
Roger, Roger. Good talking to you, Sean. And, you probably see Paul every day. Him, I said hi. I think I gave him a call many years ago. He had a question about Skywarn, so he probably remembers me. And plus, he's a Facebook friend of mine. So, tell him I said howdy. So, yeah, have a good day. And we'll talk to you again. WSBU 844.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSET 257, 30 low mile and monitoring.
WSIZ-474, mobile one monitoring.
WSIE 375 mobile and monitoring.
Thank you. WSFT 902, you around? No contact, 902, WSFZ 793, clear.
WSFY587, WIUG488, copy. I had a question for you guys. You got a lot of power out there?
WSFY587, I have been technical issues with my DMRS. I cannot hear y'all. All I hear is buzzing, clicking, and a whole lot of static. This is WSFY587, clear.
WSFY587, this is WSDT593. How do you read me?
WSFY587, because I'm not picking up no one due to technical issues, I'm signing off until I figure out what's going on. If you can hear me, by the way, I cannot hear y'all. WSFY587, clear.
WSIJ839, listening.
WSHR, I can sit on the air monitoring.
WDT 503. Anybody on this net, how do you read me? Anybody on this net? Anybody on this net? It's WSDT 593.
Hey, 533, that radio is working great, man. Going down here in East Point.
Okay.
good to hear. Just trying to check this out because our power.
Your signal dropped out after you said something about power. I'm assuming is if you said your power went out.
Yes, that is correct. Power went out, and I'm up in Oxford.
All right, well, we're down here in East Point, and yeah, your radio's working here, buddy. Have a good one. WSCU 202, and we're kind of quiet on your final.
Yeah, I got a little HT radio, the kid radio, H3, so they got a 5-watt antenna out there, something like that, so yeah, it's pretty cool.
Hey, well, that kid's radio, it's working.
Appreciate it, guys. Yeah, I'm using the HT radio, the Nagoya antenna. Everybody else thinks today. Uh-oh. What do you mean, uh-oh? Pretty windy day out here in Oxford, WSDT 593.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSAT 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
Okay, I'll be 902.
WSFY 587, WSFY 587, staying on for a couple minutes, whoever want to talk, I'll be here for hours. WSFY 587, standing by until listening.
WSCU 202.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
What the heck? WRUU 850.
WSEU 202, mobile to base. You got a copy on this radio.
WSHR 566 to WSDU 844. You got a copy? No copy on WSDU 844. WSHR 566, clear and money.
WSDU 844, calling WSHR 566. You listening?
Yeah, this is WSHR 566. Go ahead, WSDU 844.
What's up, Jeff?
Nothing much.
Who's screaming in the background?
Tanya.
Roger, Roger. Tell her I said hi, and Debbie too.
Copy that.
Yeah, just motoring down Van Dyke in lovely Sterling Heights, northbound, heading home. It's been a long day.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, they got a picture of those three kids that died in that fire. And I guess Applegate and Port Sanilac are doing a spaghetti dinner for them on September 6th in Applegate.
Oh, that's nice. That's good. So what'd you do today?
Well, I went to Secretary of State with my daughter to try to turn that car over to her in her name, and I didn't have the what do you call that, Jerry? Not the lien, but the other thing I didn't have. I thought I had the title. I didn't, but that was no big deal. Get over there, get everything almost done, then they're asking me about the lien on the vehicle, and the lien, I called the people that have the lien on it, that had it on it. They said they either have to send it to me through the mail or fax it. It's going to take 6 to 10 days. Boy, I was so ticked off. They wouldn't send nothing to me. And I wanted to get it done because she goes back to school Saturday.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, they're a pain in the behind dealing with that stuff. I remember when Kelly went and sells her mom's car. Got a brother that's in Texas that we haven't talked to in forever, and he couldn't sell the car without his permission, and he had to have a little bit of money too, so there's a change.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, Tanya's going to send you something. It's a video, but you'll have to wait till you get home to look at it.
Copy that, I will.
So what are you doing over the weekend, anything?
I don't know yet. We were going to go up to the cottage, but Kelly doesn't want to spend the night there. So I don't know what we're going to do. I'm going to talk it over with her, but I didn't talk to her about the Carsonville thing yet, but if you don't have anything going Saturday, I'll talk to her, see if she's all right. You and I can go up there for the day.
Maybe we can do that, yeah, because my birthday is a Monday, so.
Yep. Tanya, got anything going on for you?
Yeah, I think Monday or maybe something Sunday. I don't know yet. One of those two. Monday.
Cool. How's Tanya feeling?
she seems to be all right now.
That sounds good. Yeah, Kelly's doing pretty good. She cleaned up the house today, and, so she's a busy little beaver. She's feeling good, thank God.
Yeah, copy that. They had me at station 1, and then yesterday they had me back at 3, and then I just looked now, they got me at 1 again.
Oh, roger, roger. Well, I didn't know you were at 3. I thought you were at 1 yesterday also.
No, I was at 1 yesterday. I'm talking about Friday, tomorrow. They had me 1, they had 1, then 3, and I'm back to 1.
Gotcha. Well, that's crazy. Must be just the full-timers deciding, well, they're not going to... Worth or not worth, and vice versa, huh?
No, one guy, I guess, took a vacation here, took a day off, so one of the captains is working overtime.
Copy that. God, I just love how people drive. God, I hate it down here.
Yeah, copy that.
They drive like idiots up there by me, too, the how they fly down my road.
What's up, Sean? Somebody being bad out there again? That the just curious that the link is shut off?
What, did he key in?
I didn't hear him.
Hello, Mr. Dude.
Good afternoon, Sherman. What's happening?
Well, not much. It's on the way home from work. Yeah, Kevin, I talked to him this morning. He said that they turned it off from my area because there was a bozo in Detroit doing some crazy stuff. Yeah, I talked to him this morning.
Unbelievable.
Yep, yep. And remember you and I talked about the bozo that was my admirer, Kelly's admirer. I'm pretty sure that's who it is. I told Sean that you and I knew who he is.
Oh, so it wasn't the other person. It was that one you told me about yesterday?
Yep, because he was talking this morning, and it sounds just like him. And yeah, so it's him. I know for sure it is.
Copy that.
I'll send you a text, Dave, let you know who I'm talking about, but you might have a feeling who it is.
Yeah, I have an idea already, but send me the text and see if the same people I'm thinking it is.
Yep, yep. Yeah, I'll do it when I get home. I'm driving right now, and I got Kelly's car instead of my truck, so you don't have the fancy stuff like my truck does. I can use a voice to text. With the truck, I can't do it with her car. You doing a 12 tomorrow, Kev?
Yeah, I'm working a 12 tomorrow.
Roger, roger. Yeah, it's kind of a quiet day on the PE side. They weren't too busy today. But, my T5 has died at 4 o'clock today.
I guess we had a pretty good size brush fire over there by Russ Milne over there somewhere today, I guess.
I, they didn't say anything about that on the Chesterfield that took care of the policing.
Yeah, copy that.
For the sheriff, when they get to the they're always usually decided by the police and called out. And then once in a while, they can call out for medical assistance.
Yeah, copy that. I think you're getting out of the area, Sherman. You got a lot of popcorn behind you.
Yes, yes. All right. I'll let you both go. And, yeah, I'll talk it over with Kelly about Saturday, and I'll get back to it, yeah. So, you both have a good evening, and the better half of the mother-in-law also says, and we'll talk to you a little later. So, the SDU 844, I'll be clear after both your finals.
Yeah, copy that, Sherman. Have a good night, and be careful going home, and me, I'll give you a call later or something. WSHR 566. Clear in Monterey.
Yeah, catch you later, Sherman. Have yourself a good evening. Send me that text. See who it is. See if it's the same person I think it is. We'll talk to you later, friend. WSFZ 793. And I'm listening.
Roger, roger. Will do. Talk to you guys later.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to y'all.
I didn't want to get in on your conversation, but I had to throw it on that one to you there. But good afternoon to you.
Same to you, Dave.
202 saying it sure is a beautiful day. WSDU 202, good morning or good afternoon to you all.
Good afternoon, back to you.
Wrapping this job up and heading home, no doubt.
WRWX221, this is WRWK542. Do you have a copy?
WCSN 747. Anybody out there confirm this frequency? CSN 747.
WICS 218, WIUG 38, copy. WICS 218, WIUG 38, copy.
WSIL 946, monitoring the repeater.
WRFS 966, WIUG 48. Station 966. WIUG 48, copy. WIZX 218. WIUG 48, copy. Station 359. Station 359. WIUG 48, copy.
WSCT 570, the city of CT 257, you out there?
Did someone call WSHF 567?
No, I was looking for WSCT 570.
Copy that, sorry about the confusion.
Oh, it doesn't sound like he's out there. So this is WSCT 257. I'm clear and monitoring.
WSCN 747.
WISDN 218. WIUG 48, copy.
WSPJ 347, monitoring the channel.
Good afternoon, 347, WRNW 329.
How are you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good, just on the mobile doing some running around, but other than that, we're doing fine. And wind her down and get ready for tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to kind of wind it down here in a little bit. We got a wedding tomorrow. My son's getting married, so on a big yacht on the river, or Lake St. Clair, some kind of yacht they rented. And after that, they're coming over to the house. So we're going to have a bunch of people over here and have some good food and good fun.
Hey, Dad, well, it sounds like you're going to have a busy weekend then. You got to start prepping up. Congratulations there, anyways. I'll see you holler back at you.
All right, have yourself a good night, and when you get to your weekend, have a good weekend.
Appreciate it. Yeah, mine started like right now. I'm off Friday. Maybe I'll take Monday off too. I ain't sure yet, but I'm starting it right now. All right, you too. Nice talking to you. And radio sounding good back here. WRNW 329. We're clear and listening for now.
Copy that. WSBJ 347. We'll be monitoring the channel.
Thank you.
Copy that. Everything I do, yeah, the back door is always open. It's raining money. Actually, I'm in a drive-thru now. Getting something to eat right quick for the on the run. Jack, catch you a little later on WRNW 329. Clear and listening.
This is WSJB 841 monitoring.
WSJI 847. WSJI 847. WIMG 48, copy.
WSJI 847.
3-75, do you copy? USIE 375, do you copy, Smith?
WSIE 375, Matt, calling WSIE 375, Bimsha.
WSIE 375, I copy, and you are clear.
Okay, great. You're coming through pretty good. Have a good rest of your evening. WSIE 375, clear.
Have a good night. Jim shows out. WSI 375.
WSIE 375, monitoring.